CO2 supplementation in a closed room is something we've started experimenting with very recently. We're in the first week of flower on our first CO2 grow. Luke and I thought it would be a good time to just open up the conversation about CO2 supplementation. Exciting topic, hey Luke?
Yeah, no, it is. It's a very, very exciting topic. It's something that we've been wanting to use and should have been using probably a little bit sooner, but I'm glad to be on it right now. You know, upgrading the room, optimizing the space, getting everything dialed in to what we need to do. So adding CO2 is just like the cherry on top, you know?
Yeah, I think with the climate in South Africa, with relation to indoor cultivation, you know, you can't have big rooms anymore because you need to back everything up with some kind of backup. So efficiency and cost saving is going to be a big part of what we're going to be talking about throughout the course of 2023. And CO2 is, in my opinion, a game changer, but it's quite scary. It seems more scary than it is when you don't know anything about it.
Yes. No, that is definitely true. And I think there are some essentials that you do need to know about before implementing it or even looking at it, you know. I also think you need to have some experience growing without it first
100%.
As well, you know, because it is something else. You are giving an extra supplement for further synthesis, which we'll probably dive into a little bit later. But, you know, there are certain things that you do have to adjust in order to make it work properly.
So Luke, what are you using to monitor and control the CO2 levels in your indoor grow space? Give me a brief breakdown of what's happened to the ventilation systems and how you are monitoring and controlling.
Okay, cool. So to monitor and control CO2, obviously you can make use of various monitoring equipment. We are making use of the Trollmaster Hydro X, which has a CO2 component an attachment with it that then monitors your CO2 levels. You obviously need to calibrate the unit before making use of it. But once it's calibrated and you've got your added CO2 in, it monitors your levels and gives you accurate readings, live readings on the app. And I can also monitor and change things remotely as well, which you know, is a big, big bonus. So those are the type of things that you use. And in terms of ventilation, while you're implementing CO2, you don't want a flare, you know, a fresh intake and old air exit constantly going. You're just going to be wasting and pushing CO2 out of your environment. So there, it's better to go sort of more closed loop. So making use of air conditioners, dehumidifiers, oscillating fans to keep your environmentals in check. And then while adding the CO2, and then obviously when the lights go off, there's no photosynthesis, so CO2 is not needed. And our device has a shut off time that when lights are off, it doesn't pump CO2 into the room. And that is when I program my fans to then do the exchange.
But where exactly is the CO2 coming from?
It comes from a CO2 canister. Yeah, so you have to buy a CO2 canister that goes with it. There's a regulator that needs to be set up as well. And then obviously a feeding tube that the most common method, I think, is attaching that feeding tube onto an oscillating fan that then blows around the room and blows the CO2 for your plants to feed off of.
Okay, interesting. So yeah, lots of cool gear involved here, guys. Luke, tell me a little bit about so just also as a quick note before we carry on, we saw on a graph. So the native CO2 is about around 300 to 400 ppm in the air, and that's what it was in the room. And then we introduced the CO2, and it's now sitting at 900 for the current stage, which we're at, and our current lighting. So very, very interesting. We've basically doubled it. But what exactly has this doubling done? Well, what is CO2 doing for, what is supplementing CO2 doing for the plants physically?
So CO2 is essential for photosynthesis, which is obviously the process of which plants convert light energy into chemical energy used to grow. So increasing the CO2 levels boosts the plant growth and can more often than not lead to yield increases at the rate of obviously photosynthesis. And that also could essentially reduce flowering times as well. However, there is obviously a limit to how much CO2 that you can be using, that the plant can use itself. It's you know, the no use and could have a negative effect going beyond those limits. So taking into consideration lighting, et cetera, is essential. Yeah.
So what are some of the optimal CO2 levels in the grow room?
Currently for ours, you know, our lighting is putting out between, I would say, 1,000 PPFD to 1,200 PPFD, currently hanging at 30 centimeters. So there I would match my CO2 levels, my input CO2 levels with my PPFD readings of what I'm getting across my canopy.
Okay, excellent. And now let's touch on a point I think everyone's wondering about. There are obviously specific risks or certain risks involved with relation to supplementing CO2. Tell me a little bit about the risks and also why having proper testing equipment is important to mitigate those risks.
Yeah, look, CO2 is obviously dangerous to us as humans, so we need oxygen to breathe, and CO2 you know, will completely deplete that and kill us. So obviously your environmentals and your testing equipment and what you've got running needs to be good. I always also think that it is good to have a backup, so more than two monitors, maybe of different devices reading, and then also making sure that your solenoid valves and your CO2 regulator is of a good quality as well. That is essential. Make sure that you're buying a good quality regulator, and that you also seal it up properly, you know, using your seals and grommets, and making sure that you tighten up nicely on all the valves that you need to, that there's no leakages. But, you know, I think for a lot of the amount of input that us as home growers might be doing into our spaces, the CO2 might not be as high of a risk in terms of the levels. 1,200 might make you a little bit tired and drowsy, but, you know, it's good practice to always, when you're going to enter into the room, switch your fans on, switch your CO2 off if you can, close your regulator and just do your work. But then obviously it's essential to make sure that you remember to switch it back on afterwards.
Yeah, not too many bongs that you forget.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so
but yeah, there are risks, but just be safe, do your research beforehand and practice safe practices, and you should be good.
Yeah, I think as with anything, you know, if you're careful, you buy the correct components and you do your research, it will be successful. But all of this seems like quite a lot. Why would we do it? What are we going to, like I said at the start, you know, are we going to see those that efficiency go up? Are we going to save money over time and increase yields using CO2?
Yes, I definitely think so. You know, running the system at full capacity, also, you know, ourselves being fortunate enough to have taken it off grid completely. So, you know, it's, everything is operating off of solar energy. So it's all compounding. At the end of the day, our veg times, you know, are really short. Our flowering times can now be short and our yields can be bigger. So in terms of energy costs and everything and the increase of efficiency in an indoor space, it's definitely something that I can give a two thumbs up for.
And in closing, Luke, you're growing Platinum Gorilla number 3. It's something you've worked on. We've grown many, many, many times. First time with CO2 in day 3 or so of flower. Been probably a couple, you know, maybe a week since CO2's gone in. What are you seeing a difference in growth currently? You know, has it been noticeable or not?
Definitely noticeable. And I've also noticed that, you know, I've got to be a little bit heavier on my EC, my input EC going into the feeding system, into the medium. But, you know, keeping the VPD in check, you can see almost within hours the growth that's happening from it. So it definitely has worked, and it definitely is working. And I'm very, very excited to see, you know, the results, especially in a couple of weeks, once we really start seeing those buds forming. Yeah, I think we're in for something special.
So as you guys can see, I don't think we've ever been so amped with run. This run's going to be amazing. We're going to bring content. We're going to create a whole bunch related to what we're currently doing. We're trying to push the our own knowledge base so that we can educate more. Luke's really been putting in the graft into learning and also designing. So guys, if you want to do CO2 or if you're interested in pushing yourself further, definitely hit us up. And as always, remember to like and subscribe. Until next time, guys. Peace.
Peace.